You want some cool merchandise? Well, you want to go to RidersLivePodcastStore.com. Also, we have t-shirts, hoodies, and drinkware accessories. You just shop, pick out what you like, and your orders will come straight to you directly. Also, subscribe to the Riders Live Podcast. It's on all streaming platforms. You can even listen on RidersOnline.net. You can get my music from the link tree. You can access my merchandise store. And you can listen on all streaming platforms right through the link tree. So subscribe, rate, and review to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for Podcasters, Google Podcasts, and Good Pods. And you can also leave a review on RidersOnline.net. I appreciate everybody who's been listening to the show. Keep tapping in for great content and episodes. Thank you.
Welcome to another episode of Riders Live. Let's get it.
They call him
Live. I'm your host, Riders. Today's episode, we dive deep into the world of goofiness, offering insights on speaking out on others' platforms, the importance of unity between men and women, the pitfalls of clout chasing, and why it's perfectly okay not to follow the crowd. In other words, don't be a goofy. Let's get it. Dottie Stacks is the Rider Sly West Poppin' Artist of the Day, y'all. Let's get it.
Man, chill.
Stacks. I don't see y'all weak ass niggas. Weak ass bitches. All y'all do is talk. Y'all broke his head. I don't fuck with you and I don't see you neither.
Bird box on a weak nigga. Bird box, I don't see niggas. Nah. Bird box on a weak hoe. Boy like Shaq, miss me, you a free throw.
Yeah.
I bird box these niggas.
On bird.
I bird box these bitches.
On bird.
I bird box these niggas.
On bird.
I bird box these bitches. Yeah. I stay bird box on a broke nigga. Steady bed, can't have none of my liquor. All in my grill, I can't even chill. Get out my face. I don't know you, nigga. Damn. I am not the one you wanna mess with. Nah. You a thirsty ass nigga, you desperate. Damn. I'm a mean bitch, I don't like your ass. Somebody help me before I get arrested. I don't care what you got or what you own. I don't fuck with you, leave me alone. And tell your girl I don't want your ass, so please stop calling my phone.
I need you to stay 6 feet before I call the guys and they seem 6 deep. Cause a chick like me don't be playing no games. Don't rock with no goof ass nigga, you a lame.
Stay. Bird box on a weak nigga. Bird box, I don't see niggas.
Nah.
Bird box on a weak hoe. Boy like Shaq, miss me, you a free throw.
Yeah.
I bird box these niggas.
On bird.
I bird box these bitches.
On bird.
I bird box these niggas.
On bird.
I bird box these bitches. Yeah. I stay bird box on a weak bitch. You can't join my way, leave you seasick. Only hang with bitches that's about some. You don't want no smoke, you know the outcome. No new friends, I don't trust none. Only come around when you want some. You can't hang with me and I don't want to know you. I'ma make you feel it and I'ma show you. These bitches be jealous low key. Try to be my friend, but you steady compete. Why you all in my nigga inbox? Keep playing with me, I'ma leave your family grieve. You messy, you a bum ass bitch and I really don't trust you. So now I just gotta keep it real and tell you how I feel. My confession's like Usher.
Stack.
Bird box on a weak nigga.
Bird box, I don't see niggas. Bird box on a weak hoe. Throw it like Shaq, miss me, you a free throw. I bird box these niggas.
On bird.
I bird box these bitches.
On bird.
I bird box these niggas.
On bird.
I bird box these bitches.
Yeah.
That was Dottie Stacks with Bird Box. That song is available on all streaming platforms. It's time for another segment of What's Poppin', y'all. Silly, that's what's poppin'. Playful, that's what's poppin'. Lighthearted, that's what's poppin'. Eccentric, that's what's poppin'. Quirky, that's what's poppin'. Unconventional, that's what's poppin'. Zany, that's what's poppin'. Whimsical, that's what's poppin'. Amusing, that's what's poppin'. Offbeat, that's what's poppin'. Welcome to Rodas Live. I'm your host, Rodas. The name of this episode is Influence. So basically, what I want to talk about today is you never know who's watching you. You never know who's paying attention to you. You never know who's watching. You never know what impact you might have on somebody. You never know how the things that you do in your everyday life, whether you're cognizant of the fact or you don't know at all, you never know who's watching you. So this is all about influence. Now, I'm not telling nobody how to be a certain way or act a particular way. But all I'm saying is be the best you that you can be. 24 hours a day, 365 days out of the year. That's it. Because you never know who's watching. If you're a parent and you have children, young children, old children, we're going to start with the shorties, like toddler age. You are the first teacher. You are the first role model. You are the first example. Those kids look and scrutinize everything you do, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And they watching and they learning. You know, whatever you got going on in your life, it might be so important that you're not paying attention, but you're a role model whether you know it or not. You are creating an image, an everlasting image in your children's life. Just like an educator. But parents are the first teachers. So be the best parent that you can be. I'm not saying, you know, buy your kids everything, spoil them. I'm saying at least try to spend time with them and give them a good foundation to grow on. Give them a good example to look forward to. You know, whenever you leave out of the house and you step into the world, They see you. You Clark Kent out there. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have your tie pulled up. You gotta be right. Cause you never know who's watching. That includes social media too. Whether you got a TikTok or Facebook or Instagram. Now, the account can be deleted, but that information will be out to the world forever. You don't want your grandkids to see you acting a fool, being a goofy, being an ass. You know, when somebody talk about you, you want it to be good memories as opposed to, you know, them actually seeing you clowning and cutting up. It's a difference if you on the internet just having fun or you doing a reel or something, you know, just to make people laugh or whatever. But you don't want to be doing nothing where your kids will be shameful. Your grandkids will be shameful. Your family members will be shameful of whatever it is that you're doing, because you are an influence on someone all the time, whether you know it or not. So I just want to share this story with y'all. So, you know, I promote the podcast. I promote my music and everything. So I reached out to one of my clients and I was telling him, like, you know, hey, I got a new single out, which is called White Lines. It's doing well, y'all. It's getting streams worldwide. And he hit me up. He was like, my boy Reed. So that's what they used to call me in the hood where I live. You know, when I was like maybe a sophomore in high school, they gave me that nickname, one of many. He hit me up like, hey, my first barber in the hood. Now, ever since, when you're a barber, you're a psychiatrist, you're a friend, you're an advisor, you know, you somebody that people confide in when you cut somebody hair. Now, at this time, I wasn't even licensed, but I was doing my thing. You know what I'm saying? I had a pair of Remingtons. Shout out to Remington. And some Andy's liners. You know, I was doing my thing. So he hit me up like, man, my first barber in the hood. So, you know, I told him like, man, what's up? Like, I kind of forgot about him, but you never forget your clients. So basically, he was telling me that, you know, he relocated to Kansas City. And, you know, he looked up to me when he was a kid because he was younger than me. Not much younger than me, but, you know, young enough for me to have an influence on him. And he was saying that, you know, I was so balanced. I always dropped jewels. He told me that he had to give me my flowers for that. And man, that humbled me. And I told him like, man, I appreciate that, you know? And Kansas City, you know, the part that he lives in, Overland Park, Kansas, that's one of my biggest markets for the music. So, you know, I shared my podcast with him, and we continue chopping it up. But the thing about it is, you know, the conversation continue. And the next time I talked to him, I was telling him, like, man, you know, hey, Kansas City, one of my biggest markets. And he was saying, man, the next time I'm in Overland Park, tap in with him. And I'm going to do that. I don't know when I'm going to be there, but I'm definitely going to tap in with him. You know, one of my first clients, you know, I used to lace his haircuts back in the day. So basically, you know, I was telling him about the podcast and the work that goes into being a content creator and having a podcast. And, you know, being an influencer. So I was basically telling him like, man, you know, I didn't even drop an episode this week because at the time I was out of the country. I just had a episode scheduled, and I told them how many streams that I had when I woke up. And then, you know, he reassured me. And I quote, he was like, "Man, come on, big bro. You was literally my barber at one point, my first barber, as well as a mentor. You carried it different, bro. Your voice always been heavy." And now, I'm not saying that to be braggadocio or anything like that, but it really humbled me. Like, you know, a couple of tears came out, you know? So he went on to tell me, like, you know, "Man, I'm going to give you my flowers." And he said something to me that I didn't even know. Like, he lived on the third floor, like two floors above me where we used to live in Chicago. And he told me, you know, nothing that I do surprises him. And I was like, wow, you know. And he was telling me, you know, I was connected and I knew a little bit of everybody and I always carried myself like a gentleman. And he was like, "Man, I remember when you used to work at Evergreen Mall." And then he said, "You never know who you influence." And that's real. So let me tell y'all a little bit about my job at Evergreen Plaza Mall. So basically, I was cutting his hair from like maybe 1986 to 89. I graduated in 89, so I was 17 when I graduated. I really couldn't get no job because I turned 16, like in my junior year. It was so late. So cutting hair was my main job. So when I came home from college that summer, the job that I had, I'll never forget. It was at Mark's New York Deli and Evergreen Plaza Mall. Evergreen Plaza is now closed. It's a strip mall, but all my Chicago people know it's on 95th and Western. We called it Ever Black. So I used to make sandwiches in there after my freshman year of college. I met so many girls up in there, and I networked with a lot of people. Having that job, it allowed me to meet people and, you know, interact with people and, you know, get out of whatever shyness that I have. So I think that's one of the reasons why, you know, I'm a good communicator and why I'm able to do this podcast today, you know, because, you know, I had the ability to talk to people, you know. And I always try to find a moment to teach and help somebody and carry myself like a man. Because back to what I was saying, you never know who's watching. You never know who's paying attention. You never know who's listening. So fast forward. I'm an uncle. My nieces and nephews, they call me Uncle T because my middle name is Tremaine. So, hey, y'all, hey, be easy. They call me Uncle T. My nieces, they call me Uncle T. My nephews call me Uncle T because my middle name is Tremaine. So, I would say that I'm a positive role model and I have an influence on my nieces and nephews, as well as my children. I got three daughters and a son. They've been watching me since they've been growing up. You got to watch what you do because you never know who's paying attention. So you got to carry yourself accordingly. So if it's any parents out there, if it's any uncles, if you got younger siblings and you the oldest, even if you're a middle child, a lot of middle children, they get overlooked and people look at them like they underrated. But the middle children, they got a perfect balance because they watching their older sibling, and then they also a role model and influence to make any kids that's underneath them, far as age or birth order. So basically, I want to tell everybody, just carry yourself like an adult. Be a positive role model. You know, don't be a goofy. I mean, at a certain age, you know, you should have things together, even though every day is a learning moment. But the thing is, like I said, you never know who watching. You never know who you have an influence on. Just like my client. I didn't know that. I never thought I had an influence on him. You know, he went to a prestigious high school in Chicago, Kenwood Academy. He graduated. He doing well. Like I said, he a pastry chef. And that's a good trade. Trades are good to have. So I don't know if me working at Mark's New York Deli influenced him to go into the food service industry. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't get to ask him, but the next time we have a conversation, you know, I'll make sure that I do that. And I just want to say, shout out to Terrell Hoard, boy. Love you, boy. Hey, this been another episode of Riders Live, y'all. Peace.